USA Radio News.
Heavy rain continues to threaten the Carolinas. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says North Carolina's old record for rainfall was 24 inches from Floyd nearly 20 years ago.
We have already broken that record. The new one stands at 30 and a half inches, and that number is only going to go up. Widespread amounts still expected to be about 6 to 12 inches. The locations are beginning to change. Now you're starting to have that concern for the heavier rain for places like Raleigh, Columbia, and even Charlotte, North Carolina. And then even as you head into those mountain areas, places like Asheville, Hickory, those locations are now going to start to get a lot of that heavy rain.
More than 800,000 people remain without power in North Carolina. And Governor Roy Cooper says a little more than 20,000 people are staying at 150 shelters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
NTSB investigators are looking to find a cause for a series of gas explosions north of Boston that left one dead and 25 injured. Authorities say that as many as 8,000 people in Lawrence and over in North Andover were displaced. Many still have not yet been allowed back home. Columbia Gas Representative Stephen Bryant said they have to shut off gas to all possible affected buildings before electricity can be turned back on.
We need to get access to each building. I expect that by Saturday or Sunday, we will have covered all 8,000 customers.
Evelyn Gonzalez, who was recognized by President Trump at the State of the Union address in his campaign against deadly MS-13 gang violence, was struck by an SUV and killed at her slain daughter's memorial service on Long Island in New York. The driver remained at the scene. The president tweeted, "His thoughts and prayers are with the family." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the Consumer Price Index has increased 0.2% during the last month the figures were available. John Clemens has more.
Stacy Standish of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us about the main contributors to that increase.
The shelter and energy indexes were the main contributors to the increase.
The report also looked at all the items over the last 12 months, showing shelter and the cost of energy as the main contributor to the increase.
Increases in the indexes for shelter and energy were the main contributors to the seasonally adjusted monthly increase in the all items index.
I'm John Clemens.
Paul Manafort is avoiding a second trial by cutting a deal with prosecutors in Washington. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has details.
The very latest now on Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chair in federal court in Washington, D.C., agreeing to a plea deal, he will provide information to the Department of Justice. Manafort reportedly already giving the DOJ information in connection with the Russia investigation. Manafort's attorney outside the courthouse speaking with reporters.
He's accepted responsibility. He wanted to make sure that his family was able to remain safe and live a good life. He's accepted responsibility, and this is for conduct that dates back many years.
And by agreeing to this plea deal, Manafort avoids a second criminal trial.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.